Chapter 27. Lexi sat at one of the cafe tables in the front of her bakery the next day and watched the sun glinting off the waterfall across the street. Pedestrians strolled casually down the road, clutching shopping bags. Birds skittered around on the sidewalk, looking for crumbs. No one would guess a murder had occurred nearby, and someone had been arrested for it just the night before. She picked up the cinnamon scone in front of her, wincing at the pain in her right arm where the bullet had grazed her. She'd have to learn to use her left arm for a while. Cassie came out from the kitchen to load a fresh batch of blonde brownies into the pastry case. "I can do that," Lexi said. "No way. You are to rest. You're lucky I'm even letting you in here today. Jack would have my hide if he knew I let you do any work." Cassie's gaze drifted out the windows. "And besides, you've got company." Lexi turned to see Ruth's enormous antique blue Oldsmobile careening down the road. The driver pulled to the side of the street, misjudging how far to go, and its white-walled tires jumped up onto the curb. Then she overcorrected into the opposite lane, which thankfully was void of traffic. Finally, she managed to park without running anyone over, and the four ladies piled out and made a beeline for the bakery. Nance was the first through the door.
"Lexi, you're looking chipper."
The ladies had stayed with her for 4 hours in the emergency room. It had turned out the bullet hadn't done any damage, simply grazing the skin. She'd barely needed a couple of stitches. But Jack and the ladies had stayed by her side the whole time. Ruth, Ida, and Helen followed Nans over to Lexi's side and inspected her arm. Once they were satisfied that she was okay, they did an about-face and marched to the bakery case, where they each picked out a pastry before filling up coffee mugs at the self-serve station.
"Now, don't fill up too much on these, Ida," Nans said. "You know, we're having the fan club ladies over for tea later this afternoon."
"You are?" Lexi asked. "You mean the ladies that helped us catch Olive?" Nans nodded as she squirted some lemon into her tea.
"Yes, they seemed very nice, and it was the least we could do, seeing as they got us out of quite a pickle." "I just hope they don't think they can team up with us," Ida made a face.
"That's not going to happen," Nan said. "There's only room for 4 of us in the detective club. Well, and Lexi, of course."
"Of course," the ladies said in unison.
"Though we may be able to use them as informants somehow," Nan said.
"They seemed quite eager to work with us, and Sally does have extensive computer skills," Ruth added.
"And they are going to help with those adorable little peek-a-poos," Helen said.
"They are?" Lexi asked. "What about Rupert?"
"Oh, he's keeping them. He said he wouldn't part with them. But he's going to need some help, and they agreed to help him."
Ida leaned forward.
"I think they might be sweet on him."
"So, what's going to happen to Rupert anyway?" Helen asked. "He's not being charged with anything, is he?"
"No. From what Jack said, he had no idea about the murder. It was all Olive's doing. They were able to prove with the video from the drone that it was her hand that wielded the bat. And they also got some DNA from the bat itself. Should be an easy case."
"Imagine killing your own sister," Ruth said.
Helen shook her head.
"But Jason got his drone back in good condition, right, Ida?"
Ida nodded.
"He did. I pretended I had just dropped it under Mona's sofa. He doesn't need to know we flew halfway across town and got it involved in a murder. If he did, he might not let me play with his toys anymore."
Lexi laughed. "Jack also said that Rupert is probably going to stay in the house. Olive is going to need to come up with a lot of money for bail."
What about her assistant?
Turns out she really was at that conference all along, Lexi said.
But will Olive still inherit Susan's money? Ruth asked. That doesn't seem right, since she killed her.
Nan shook her head.
She won't be able to inherit, but Rupert will.
No, he won't, Lexi said. I mean, technically he will, but he said he planned to get in touch with Susan's son, Brent. She had confided in Rupert that she wanted to reconcile with Brent. Rupert had no idea Olive was intercepting the letters between them, and since he put that mail in the box for Olive, he feels a little responsible.
So it sounds like Rupert really was a nice guy, Helen said.
It seems so. At least he's doing the right thing. And he's going to make sure Brent gets all of Susan's money.
Well, it seems like we tied up another case that the police couldn't solve.
Nance held up her coffee cup.
I think that calls for a toast.
Lexi, Ruth, Ida, and Helen all raised their cups.
To a job well done, Nan said.
They clinked the lips of their cups and each took a sip. Ida raised her cup again for another toast.
And here's hoping there's many more.
The end.